WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. The Dutch National Railway warned customers that their data may have been involved in a data breach, according to the NL Times. Officials say external parties gained access to sensitive information via a software supplier. Email addresses, telephone numbers, and names of train passengers appear to have been leaked, though an investigation into the full scale of the incident is ongoing. In the meantime, customers were advised to pay extra attention for possible signs of phishing. From Pro-Pakistani, the Supreme Court of Pakistan's official website suffered a cyber attack. The incident started when attackers of an unknown origin took over the webpage, posting a message reading, "Our spring sale has started," which was later posted across various social media websites. IT specialists working for the government were able to restore the affected site after a short period, though it remains unclear whether any data was stolen. The Department of the Air Force, in collaboration with the Air Force Research Laboratory and the Space Systems Command, opened registration for the qualification round of the 4th annual HackSat competition, the world's first satellite hacking contest hosted for an on-orbit satellite, the US Air Force reports. Teams will compete in a Jeopardy-style format, earning points based on speed and accuracy for a chance to win one of eight $10,000 cash prizes. The top-ranked teams at the final event will receive $50,000 for first place, $30,000 for second place, and $20,000 for third place. The IT systems of Bassenbach, Germany-based SAF Holland SE, were the target of a cyber attack, according to Bloomberg. All affected systems were scanned, shut down, and disconnected from the internet. Officials say they are working to restart the affected program, though when it will be done remains to be seen. The full extent of damage from the cyber attack has not yet been determined. However, SAF Holland expects to compensate the resulting production losses over the next 3 months. From the US Department of Justice, the CEO and founder of Titanium Blockchain Infrastructure Services Inc., or TBIS, was sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in prison for his role in a cryptocurrency fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, 50-year-old Michael Allen Stollery was a major player in his company's initial coin offering plot that raised about $21 million from investors in the US and overseas. Although he was required to do so, Stollery did not register the ICO regarding TBIS's cryptocurrency investment offering with the Securities and Exchange Commission, nor did he have a valid exemption for registration requirements. Sydney, Australia-based property giant Meriton, suffered a significant data breach, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Staff and guests were warned that their personal information may have been accessed by cybercriminals, as 35.6 gigabytes of data was stolen in the incident. The Australian Cybersecurity Centre and the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner have been informed, and an investigation into what exactly happened is underway. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne.